Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to another episode in our new series, Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Well, today, Christopher Robin is going to be teaching us some key rules for what, for whom, for when. Well, those are the answers for which we have to wait and listen through the episode, okay? So with that hint, not a hint, but a hook, I would say, let's quickly go into an episode and see what are the rules going to be for and what is Christopher Robin really going to talk about today. So let's quickly go into our episode, listeners, and here we go. Don't talk to strangers, Pooh. One fine day, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet were sitting together in their thoughtful spot, and when they happened to look up, Christopher Robin was walking down the path.
"Where are you going?" asked Pooh.
"To my grandma's house for supper," said Christopher Robin.
"You are going out of the 100-acre wood by yourself?" asked Piglet.
"My mom and dad say I am big enough now. I know I can do it," said Christopher Robin. Piglet's ears twitched so hard he had to pull on them to make them stop.
"Is it safe?"
"Sure, and it feels great to go out on your own sometimes," said Christopher Robin.
No, not scary?" asked Piglet.
"It was a little at first, but my mom wrote down the stay safe rules for me. Once you know them, being on your own isn't scary at all," said Christopher Robin.
"Can we learn the stay safe rules?"
asked Pooh.
Maybe you can, Pooh, but it's too hard for a very small animal like me to stay safe," said Piglet.
"You are small, but you can learn to stay safe too. The most important thing to remember is don't ever talk to strangers," said Christopher Robin.
"You mean people who look strange?" asked Pooh.
"Silly old bear, a stranger is someone you don't know," said Christopher Robin.
"I do know Piglet, and Piglet knows me," said Pooh.
"Right, and we all know Tiger, Owl, Rabbit, Gruffer, Kanga, and Roo."
"And Eeyore," said Piglet.
"Yes, they are not strangers."
"Why can't we talk to people we don't know? Are they dangerous?"
"Outside the 100-acre wood, there are many, many people," said Christopher Robin.
"Hundreds?"
"Thousands and thousands. Most strangers are nice, but a few aren't."
"How can we tell who's not nice?"
"We can't tell the difference between a good stranger and a bad stranger just by looking, so we should never talk to any strangers."
"That doesn't sound very friendly."
"You can always be friendly with your friends, Pooh."
"It's nice to be friendly with friends," smiled Piglet.
"Yes, but you should never be friendly with strangers."
"Never," muttered Pooh thoughtfully.
"We can talk more later. I don't want to be late for supper," said Christopher Robin, hurrying off. Well, the word supper reminded Pooh that he did not want to be late for his supper either, so he invited Piglet over for honey and acorns. Pooh was just beginning his third pot of honey when Piglet looked up and suddenly listened.
What was that?"
"That's exactly what I was wondering."
"Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a stranger?"
"It may be. Sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't."
Tap, tap, tap went the noise.
"I think it's someone knocking at the door."
"Is that you, Tiger?"
called Pooh, but it wasn't.
"Come in, Rabbit,"
he said, but Rabbit didn't.
What if it's just someone with a little pot of honey for us? Asked Pooh and started to open the door.
No! What if it's someone we don't know? Remember what Christopher Robin said? Cried Piglet.
Piglet pushed a chair over to Pooh's window. He stood on tiptoe and peeked out.
It's a very strange animal with a shiny yellow head and big round ears.
Pooh looked too.
Bang, bang, bang! The strange animal was hammering nails into a small board.
Pooh started to giggle.
He certainly looks strange, but he's not a stranger. That's Gopher. I forgot that I asked him to come over and fix my sign.
It's all fixed,
whistled Gopher as Pooh opened the door.
Thank you, Gopher. Won't you come in for a cup of tea?
I would, certainly use a sip,
said Gopher, pulling off his hard hat and goggles and wiping his brow. Pooh had just set out the teapot when they heard another knocking.
Who is it?
Called Pooh.
It's me, Christopher Robin,
called Christopher Robin. Pooh opened the door.
Pooh, you really are a very clever bear, said Christopher Robin.
I am? What did I do?
You have learned another of the stay safe rules all by yourself. Always make sure you know the person at your door before you open it, said Christopher Robin.
I had a little help from my friend Piglet, said Pooh, and Piglet smiled proudly.
Grandma gave me a bag of honey cookies to share with my friends, said Christopher Robin. Just in time for tea, said Gopher. Your grandma makes yummy cookies, said Piglet.
The best in the whole world, said Christopher Robin.
Can we have more tomorrow?
Munched Pooh. Now that you know the stay safe rules, you can come along to Grandma's house and we can ask her together, said Christopher Robin.
Well, now listeners, do you know what were the stay safe rules?
Well, those are: don't talk to strangers, never open your door to a stranger, never take a present from a stranger, never take a ride with a stranger. If a stranger does try to talk to you or touch you, yell no, run away, and tell a grown-up you trust as soon as you can. And remember, if you are going somewhere, it's always friendlier and safer to go with someone you know.
And listeners, with that, we wrap up today's episode. So, you got to know what were the rules for whom, for when, for what, yeah? Yes, so I guess it was a very good story to, you know, share with our kids. So they also understand that they are not supposed to be talking to strangers or not going out with strangers. I think these are some basic set of rules which we should be speaking and telling the, you know, younger generation about. And well, yes, nowadays they are quite smart, and then they have their Google Maps, and they in fact know much more how to, you know, navigate the maps and go around. So in that way, it's like quite a techie generation that we have. But yes, some rules that we do need to tell them, educate them about, and help them to follow it. Yeah, so with that, we wrap up the episode, and I'll see you soon next week. Well, wishing all my listeners, their parents, their mothers out there, a very happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much for all the support, for all the love, and for all the learnings that we are passing on to the next generation. And yes, do continue supporting me the way you always have been. With that, I'll sign off. See you soon next week. If you have any comments, don't forget to share it at my Twitter handle at @RoshniSK. You can also share your comments at the email ID sishu_katha@outlook.com. And I'll be waiting to hear from you all. Okay, see you soon, listeners. And wishing you a great start to the week ahead. See ya. Bye-bye.